our media members on the call, hit star one if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Mike Houston. Good morning, Coach Houston.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. A impressive home opener for you guys. First time you've been back at home this season, and you beat ETSU 52-10. Give me your impressions on how your team performed.
Well, I thought we came out and played with a lot of effort and energy. So pleased from that standpoint. And, you know, East Tennessee State was, you know, exactly what we thought they would be. They were a very well-coached, disciplined, physical football team, and played very, very hard. And certainly the score probably looks a lot different than what we felt like the game was. You know, it was a game where we really had to fight and grind in order to you know, come out with the win the way we did. So I thought it was a good test for our kids, and I'm very pleased with how we responded. Very, very pleased with the defense performance, obviously, and I think our special teams responded the way I'd hoped that they would this week. And then I thought offensively we did a really good job of taking advantage of what was there, and you know, really, you know, protected Brian really well against you know, a lot of different movements and pressures that we were seeing. So, good solid you know, home opening performance, and pleased to be 2-0, and looking forward to another home game this Saturday.
Got a couple questions in queue. You'll get those for us, Tony.
And your first question comes from the line of Dave Thomas from ESPN Radio, Harrisburg.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Going good. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks.
Talk about ETSU's defense. You knew coming in that they were going to try to make it tough on you.
Right.
And they showed you various looks. Did they show you anything you didn't expect? And then how do you counter that, knowing that other teams are going to watch this film and go, hey, maybe we should try something similar to this?
Well, you know, the thing is, they're a very experienced group. You know, most of those guys are third or fourth year players for them there and have been in that system the entire time. East Tennessee State has just an outstanding coaching staff with a tremendous amount of experience, especially on the defensive side of the football, and they have talented players. And, you know, I mentioned the defensive end last week. I thought the linebacker played very, very well. I thought they had some other guys up front that are really solid players. You know, they are that is a good Southern Conference defense, and so that combined with exactly how they were trying to defend us, you know, really challenged us on Saturday. And basically you had eight, sometimes nine people in the box. You know, we still were able to generate, you know, some running game out of it. You know, we ran for over 100 yards, but, you know, certainly they put themselves in a situation where it was, you know, for the most part, straight man in the secondary, and I thought that our receivers did a great job of making contested catches. Brian was just really on point with his accuracy, and I thought we did a really good job of protecting him. So, you know, the thing is, you can try to take away one thing, but we're a very balanced offensive football team, so if you take one thing away, you're probably exposing yourself for something else. And so, you know, thankfully our receivers and Brian played well on Saturday, and, you know, we're able to have a really good day throwing the football.
Lastly, your receivers caught the ball well, but it's also important for them to block so you can be balanced like
right.
That. How would you assess how your guys out wide did as far as the blocking scheme?
Okay. You know, I thought there was at times it was okay. I thought at times it shows areas where we need to continue to improve, and it's something I really stressed to them yesterday, and it's something that we'll stress in practice this week. You know, the tough thing is we lost a lot of practice last Tuesday because of lightning in the area, and, you know, when we go into a gymnasium, you can't do a lot of the live work that we do, and you know, not being able to do some of our live stalk work last week, I think maybe hurt us on Saturday.
Thanks, Coach. See you soon.
Thanks a lot.
And your next question comes from the line of Greg Mattia from the Daily News Record.
Hey, Mike. Wanted to ask you about David Eldridge. He's made a pretty good impact in his two games so far. I think nine catches for 130 something yards and a touchdown. in the two games. What did you see when you decided that you were going to recruit him and try to get him transfer to you guys that maybe you thought he could make that early impact and contribute right away?
Well, I think he has just a good skill set. You know, he's a bigger receiver that has good speed. He has, you know, good quickness. He's pretty athletic, and then he has very, very good hands. And so you see a guy that can play in the slot because he does have that quickness and the shiftiness and the ability to make you know, the tough catches over the middle. And then you've got a guy that can play on the outside because he does have, you know, the height and the speed that you need with that X receiver. So, you know, he's a guy that's very versatile, and he's really done a good job of acclimating himself to our roster and our locker room. So he's been a positive addition both on the field and off the field.
Got it. And then also on your run defense, I think it's three straight games, you know, dating back to the championship game last year where you haven't allowed an opponent to rush for more than 100 yards. So I was kind of just wondering, what's kind of changed in those games where we're able to keep the opponent's run game in check? Is it, you know, your defense just understands it better? Is it something philosophical where you've changed some things? What's kind of been the difference there?
Well, I mean, it's really nothing we've changed because, you know, we're doing the same things that Coach Trott and I have done for the most part our entire careers. So it's really the kids understanding the scheme, trusting each other, doing a better job of playing within the scheme, and then I think that their confidence in the scheme has allowed them to play harder. And really the thing we wanted to do last Saturday is we wanted to go out and, you know, we wanted to be very, very aggressive at the point of contact up front, and we really wanted to try to shut down run lanes before they got going, and I thought our kids did a really good job of it. And I thought that, you know, I thought Saturday was a good example of they understand where they fit, and so now it just comes down to making the play.
Got it. Thank you.
Yep, thanks.
And your next question comes from the line of Ron Counts from the Charlottesville Daily Progress.
Hey, microphone's in the middle of somewhere, so you can hear me.
You there?
Hello? Hey, Mike, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, so I wanted to talk about some of the tempo you guys played with on Saturday. I believe you guys didn't huddle at all in the first quarter. Take me back, how much of that did you guys do last season, and what brought that up, and what made you implement that this weekend?
Well, we have not huddled other than the first drive of a series where we're out of a timeout, you know, since I've been here. So it's not anything new that we're doing. And, you know, we didn't, you know, we actually didn't huddle with our triple option offense at the Citadel either, and it's just kind of the way the game goes anymore. We do change up the tempos during the ball game, and I think that's something that, you know, we do when we need to do it. So you'll see us go faster at times, which we did do on Saturday. And I think, you know, when you see us doing that, it's when we feel like, you know, the defense is getting tired or we don't want to allow them to sub or whatever, you'll see us try to go just a little bit faster. So, you know, it's something that we've been doing both last year and this year.
And how much does that deep running back room play into that no-huddle offense?
Well, I mean, I think that it plays into our spread offense. You know, just the fact that, mm-hmm. you know, in our offense, you know, the running back, number one, is going to be a central figure. And then number two, it's going to be a guy that's going to, you know, he's going to take a lot of hits throughout the season.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that depth in there really allows us to kind of spread the carries around. I think we didn't have anybody that had more than 10 carries on Saturday. And so, you know, it allows us to keep fresh guys in there. It allows us to stay healthy. It also allows us to, you know, get in some different sets this year that we have not run in the past where we're using multiple backs on the field at the same time. You there?
Yeah, I got you, Coach. Thank you. I'll talk to
okay.
you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
And your next question comes from the line of John O'Connor from the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Mike, you mentioned Bob Trott, your defensive coordinator. I wonder if you could reflect back here over the past year and a few games and kind of consider what he's brought to the table and if it was what you wanted when you made that a priority hire.
Well, you know, certainly, you know, there's been a lot of talk between us and other members of the media, just of Coach Trott and I's kind of relationship and history. And so certainly I knew exactly what I wanted when I was trying to, hire him here. And he has been, everything that we had hoped. Coach Trott is a very thorough football coach. He is always going to make sure that his players are prepared. He does a great job with game plan. And does a really, really good job on game night calling a football game. And so, it's been something that I had confidence in when I hired him, and, that has not wavered. And he's done a really outstanding job, as have the other assistants that he has on that side of the football.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.
Mike, before I let you go, I know you touched on your receiver group with Dave earlier, but you lost the three starters from a year ago, and this is kind of a new group, and when you see games like Saturday where teams try to take away the run, how much have those guys taken upon themselves as a challenge to step up and show that they're as good as they were on Saturday?
Right. Well, yeah, I think that, most of those guys were, in the room last year, and, they may not have been the starter, but they were, they're working with the offense throughout the year, and I think that, they understood when Damo and Rav and Rashard all graduated, that they understood that they had to be ready to step into their shoes, and I think that group has embraced that opportunity, and they've worked extremely hard. You just look at how they have developed themselves over the past year and over the past year and a half since I got here to become the players that they are. And they are, they're very driven to be what the offense and what our team needs them to be. They want to make sure that they, they are the ones that can go out there and produce when called upon, and that they're not something that would be something that would hinder our team from succeeding. So I'm really proud of that whole group and the way they've worked and the way they've developed.
All right, Mike, thanks for your time today. Good luck on Saturday against Norfolk State, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.